Okay, my name is Christian Gocher, and I am interviewing Dolly Foster, my grandma. And today's date.
I'm gonna give you a hug, yeah.
I'm not really interested.
Today's date is November 24th, 2017, and we are in McKinney, Texas.
Okay.
Okay.
I was born in Webster, between Quitman and Winsburg, and that's where my daddy's parents live. Mm-hmm. My daddy's parents were Walter, Reverend W.A. Alexander, and Hortense Henrietta Anderson Alexander. That was my daddy's parents. Those were my daddy's parents. Mm-hmm. And so I was born where my daddy's parents lived. But my sister and two brothers were born in Sulphur Springs, Texas.
In Texas.
My mother's parents came from Hopkins County, a community named East Caney, out from Sulphur Springs.
Was this in Texas?
Uh-huh.
In Hopkins County?
Yeah, Hopkins County. Okay. Sulphur Springs is in Hopkins County.
Oh, okay.
And my mother went to school at Douglas High School in Hopkins County. Mm-hmm. My mother's parents were Richard and Arena Harrison. And her last name was Miller, but she took on the name of her mother, Miller, Arena Miller Harrison, mm-hmm. and Richard Harrison, Harrison. And we called them, we went around them more than we did the grandparents in Wood County.
Mm-hmm.
They lived in Wood County. And we called Richard and Arena Harrison Mama and Papa. What we called them was the exact same thing that our mothers and our daddies called them, Mama and Papa. Let me pause for a minute.
Okay.
On my daddy's side, died when I was 7 years old.
Classy.
I remember that. I remember how old I was. Mm-hmm. I was 7 years old when my grandfather on my daddy's side died. My parents used to like Westerns, and they would take us to the movie on Friday,
mm-hmm.
to see the Western. That was all they had back in that day. And yes, so Sulphur Springs was racist.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Sulphur Springs and Texas was racist.
Mm-hmm.
And the South was racist.
Yeah.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go to the movie and we would go upstairs, up a little dark stairs, and see the movie from the balcony. And the white people would sit downstairs. I had gotten to the place that I would cry.
You cry.
When we would get ready to go to the movie, and they'd ask me why I was crying.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't tell them why I was crying, because I just didn't ever tell them why I was crying. But can you imagine a child thinking this? I would think, going up this little dark stairs, what if this place caught on fire?
Mm-hmm.
What would happen to we black people up there, upstairs? This is the way it was. Because you know that in the South and in Texas and places like that, there was Jim Crow and racism, a lot of it. You probably saw where Dr. Martin Luther King marched,
mm-hmm.
and where Mayor Evers was killed. These people were killed because they wanted equal rights, civil rights. Okay, let me go from here.
And all these
entitled black social media. Let's see. I was a member of Morning Chapel Baptist Church in Sulphur Springs, and my daddy started preaching. My daddy, Reverend Cleveland Alexander, started preaching from there. He was the youngest deacon in that church, and he started preaching, and he finally started pastoring. And I was baptized when I was 9 years old,
mm-hmm.
by Reverend Houston. Let me see, what was his first name? I was baptized by a minister called
Reverend Houston.
Pastor called Reverend Houston,
mm-hmm.
when I was 9 years old. And I went to Douglas Elementary School, and then later on to Douglas High School. And I graduated from the eighth grade, because we used to graduate from the eighth grade. And then I went on to Douglas High School. And when I was in high school, they started integrating. But I stayed on at Douglas. They started integrating then. I guess when I was about a senior, that's when they started integrating. And it was a lot of turmoil behind, you know, all of the, everybody going together, school together.
Oh, yeah.
White and blacks going to school together. And one of the main things, I'm not going to cut any slack, is the racism and the Jim Crow and all of that. It was real. It was indeed real. And when I finished high school, I went on to Prairie View A&M College, and I stayed out a year because Bug had got hurt playing football. My brothers played sports. They played football, and they played basketball, and they played, and Clyde was very good in baseball. Very good. He won trophies, all kind of trophies. And let's see, what else? What else? Ask me some questions.
Okay.
Ask me whatever you want to ask me. Maybe you have to cut out some of that. I'm just stumbling. No, are you recording that?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay. Ask me some questions.
Okay. I mean, Christian, you should have had your questions together.
Mm-hmm. I have my questions together. I just don't have the paper. When you were growing up, what did religion and spirituality play in your life?
My daddy was a minister, a preacher, preacher, pastor, and my mother was a Christian, so I was just automatically a Christian. I went to a Christian church, you know, because I was baptized early, and that's just who I was. We were Christian. We were Christian. That's the only thing we have ever known.
Amen.
Is Christianity. And I strayed away a little bit, but I came back to Christ because I didn't know anything else except how to come back to Christ. And I married your grandfather, biological grandfather, who was Troy Miller Sr. And to that union, I had four children. Troy Miller Jr., whom we call Little Troy, and Tanya Lynette Miller, and Sandra Giselle Miller, and Afra Fanshan Miller.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I know Afra's middle name.
Uh-huh. Fanshan Miller. Afra Fanshan Miller. And also we traveled. He was in the military. And I worked as a school secretary in Mineola, Texas, you know, at first, while he was overseas, I guess, in Korea somewhere.
Which war was he in?
Mineola High School.
Oh, no, which war did he fight in?
He Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all's granddaddy fought in the Vietnam War. He went twice. And Vietnam was a travesty.
Mm-hmm.
Vietnam was a travesty. Let me say it one more time. Vietnam was a travesty. The United States pulled out. And the North Vietnamese took over.
Mm-hmm.
Communist North Vietnamese took over. And when our soldiers were sent to Vietnam, they were fighting a civil war. Let me say it loud. And we had civil unrest right here in the United States. And they came back from Vietnam and were second-class citizens in the United States. Hmm. We had civil unrest. It was going on right here in the United States, especially in places like Mississippi, Alabama, and all those places. And there was discrimination and racism in Texas also. But they went to Vietnam to fight a civil war between the North and South Vietnamese. And your granddaddy went twice. And the second time he went, he didn't want to go. They chose those men to go to Vietnam. Somebody might have volunteered, but they sent them against their will to to Vietnam. And the second time he went to Vietnam, he had seen so much devastation that he actually cried when he found out he had to go back to Vietnam. He had seen so much devastation. And there was one time when I couldn't get any mail from him at all. And they were pinned down in a place called Hue, I guess for about a month or something like that. And there was no reinforcement from the United States. Couldn't any reinforcement get in from the United States. And the United States, they had to learn how to go through those jungles and fight the North Vietnamese, who were called the Viet Cong. And the United States sprayed the jungles, and it caused the men to have something that was called Agent Orange.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The United States sprayed the jungles to kill the jungle so that the United States soldiers could go through.
Oh.
Go through the, you know, because mm-hmm. the Viet Cong, the North Vietnamese, would hide in the jungles. They knew how.
Children too.
The United States didn't know how to fight the war. They knew how to fight the war.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, our troops didn't really know how to fight that war. Ask me something else. I did get a chance. I traveled. I have traveled some.
Okay.
In my life.
Tell me about when you found out you were going to be a mother.
When I found out I was going to be a mother.
Mm-hmm. When you're going to have your first child.
Should I tell this? Turn it off. Let me ask if I should tell this.
Cute.
I worked for civil service and worked in the Judge Advocate General's office. And then when I went from the Judge Advocate General's office to the Corps of Engineers, and I took a leave of absence to come back here. We stayed in California for a while. All of my children started to school in California, even Aunt Afra. Started the school in California, and that's where they put Aunt Afra was in kindergarten in California, and the rest of them were in elementary school in California. And what else do you need to know? They all started school. All four of them started school in California.
What was your mother and father like when you were growing up?
Christian. Very strict Christian parents. They were strict. They turn it off so I can say District Congress, Cypress District Congress, and Cypress District Association, and that gave us Christian Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it off a minute.
Oh, you told me to pause it.
Oh, you did. We'll start it back. Okay. You asked me some questions. You asked me what was my religion.
Are you going to play it out loud to your teacher or something?
Christian.
Go recording.
I was raised Christian.
Yeah, and did you like school? Why or why not? Did you like going
sometimes
to school?
Sometimes and sometimes not. Sometimes I liked school and sometimes I didn't.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, school had its ups and downs. Sometimes I liked it and sometimes I didn't.
If you could relive your teenage years, would you? Why? Why not?
Huh? If I could live my teenage years, I would. There's a song that says Younger Me. You know, this song talks about Younger Me. If I could relive my teenage years, I would be more obedient to God and to my parents.
Mm-hmm.
If I could relive it, because all my parents were doing, they were just telling me things that they knew was right, things to avoid. But if I could redo my teenage years, I'd be more obedient to my Lord and to my parents. And the reason why I would do it is I wouldn't face the challenges. Being as old as I am, I've had a lot of challenges in life. And if I had been more obedient to the word of God and to God himself and to my parents, I could have avoided some of the things that came up in my life, some of the challenges that came up in my life. And you wanted to know how it was when I knew I was going to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
When I got pregnant with Uncle Troy welcomed Miller Jr., I was overjoyed. I was very glad. And I'm going to say, because before I had him, I had a natural miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just overjoyed when I found out I was going to be a mother again. And I was over, and then Uncle Troy came, then Aunt Tanya came, then your mother, Sandra Gocher, came, then Aunt Afra came. Sandra Miller, Sandra Miller Gocher. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Sandra Miller. And they are all Millers. They were all Millers. Your aunts and your mother were Millers before they married.
Mm-hmm.
And Uncle Troy Miller is named after his daddy, Troy Welcome Miller Jr. And so after your granddaddy died, and I married Jack Foster. Jack Dean Foster. After he came back from Vietnam, he died, and I married Jack Dean Foster. Turn it off for a minute. When Troy Welcome Miller Sr. coming back from Vietnam, he had extreme, horrible PTSD. And it made our lives not very good. We lived in California, and I really, truly thought California was a paradise. I hate to say I loved a state, a place, but California is my favorite state in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And I have traveled some too, but I still know that California is my favorite state. I have even gone to Hawaii. When y'all's biological granddaddy was in Vietnam, me and Uncle Troy, when I didn't have anybody but Troy Miller Jr., we went to Hawaii to meet y'all's granddaddy on R&R. And so you know that if I've been to Hawaii, if I say that California is my favorite state in the United States,
mm-hmm.
you know I know what I'm talking about. So make sure you have that. California is my favorite state.
Yeah,
in the
I love
United
California.
States. And we had, through extenuating circumstances, your granddaddy with extreme PTSD, we left California on extreme extenuating circumstances and came back to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And so eventually I married y'all's granddaddy died after, y'all's biological granddaddy did die after he came from Vietnam. He eventually died. I'm married right now to Jack Dean Foster, who is y'all's step-grandfather,
mm-hmm.
my children's stepfather. And what else do you want to know?
What year did you get married to?
I didn't marry him until 1997.
Yeah, the first time you were married. What year was that?
Oh, the first time I was married.
Mm-hmm. What year was that? Do you remember how old you were?
Yeah. I married y'all's granddaddy in 1965.
And then
in November.
Then you had a year,
Because I had a miscarriage. Don't you can turn it off. I had a miscarriage.
It's working. Jack wanted
to. I was. That's what they turn it off because I want.
Okay. When did you move to Houston? Did you move to Houston like right when you came back from California, or did you?
I moved. Papa Jack's job moved us to Houston.
Was in Houston.
Papa Jack's job moved us to Houston. I had retired from Aegon. It had been JCPenney's direct marketing system, and they sold out to a company called Aegon.
Mm-hmm.
And after they sold out to Aegon, I was kind of reluctant to stay with the company. And so I wanted to make sure they didn't end up. You got it on?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure they didn't end up firing me, so I retired, so I would still have, the insurance and stuff.
How old were you when you retired?
I was either 60 or 61. I wasn't old enough to for Social Security. I was either 60 or 61 when I retired. I wasn't old enough for Social Security.
Is that when you moved to Houston when you were 60?
Yeah, and I was working part, even though I had retired, I was still working part-time.
Mm-hmm.
I started back working because I wanted to be useful, and I worked part-time. So Papa Jack's job moved to Houston, and so that's what I did. I went on to Houston to be with him. His job moved to Houston. He went down and started to work there, and then I followed him. He came back and got me, and I followed him. That's the reason I moved to Houston. I was a member of Hamilton Park First Baptist Church. Before I moved to Houston, I was a member of Hamilton Park First Baptist Church. And so I asked them to pray for me in Bible study and everything, and I cried because I had to leave my church.
Oh.
I did. I actually cried because I had to leave my church. My pastor, Pastor J. Lee Foster, had just died also, and his son, Gregory Foster, was, he hadn't died. I think he hadn't died. I think he was sick, you know, and he was about to die. And so, anyway, we moved to Houston because of Papa Jack's job. And I like Houston. I really did like Houston. I enjoyed Houston. And I especially like the church in Houston that I became a member of.
Oh, yeah.
I became a member of the Church Without Walls.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Pastor Ralph Douglas West was my pastor. And I thoroughly liked the Church Without Walls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made me adjust to Houston and like Houston so well. I don't think Papa Jack ever liked it that well.
Yeah.
But we came back to North Texas in the Dallas area when he retired. He retired. And we came back here. Because he was having physical problems. We came back in November 2012.
Oh, wow.
The very first day of November in 2012. Because he retired from driving the bus in Houston because of his health.
Yeah.
His health got bad. Mm-hmm. That's the reason he retired from driving the bus. In Houston. And so we've been here, this is 2017, and we've been back in North Texas in the Dallas area, Dallas-Fort Worth area, ever since. And Papa Jack's health has gotten a lot worse since we came back.
What? Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay, we're done. I'll
Your great-granddaddy used to say,
I told people that
if you don't vote,
you
don't have no reason to complain.
Didn't I tell y'all that?
How can you change
None
the world?
Whatever.
I made all my girls.
That's why you can't complain about Trump being president if you didn't vote.
If you didn't vote, yeah. That's what Daddy would say. If you didn't vote for the other candidate,
I told you
don't want to change.
You don't have no reason to complain about Trump being president.
They think that
Daddy was 71 when he died. My mother was 61 when she died, and Daddy was 71 when he died. He died 10 years later at 71.
Nana was...
She had just turned 61 that year. And she died in September. She turned 61 in June? June the 26th.
And she died in September, then November, Keystone was born.
Clyde was born July. Daddy was born July the 1st, and Mother was born June the 26th. Sylvester was born June the 27th, and Clyde was born July the 10th. that's something, ain't it?
It is.
And I remember at Clyde's funeral, one of the men who was in that class got up and said, Clyde was. She was the only one married anybody in our class.
He did say that.
He said Clyde and Sylvester didn't even like each other when they were They couldn't get along. Couldn't get along when they were in high school and said he's the only one married anybody from our class.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yes, I do.
I know she was.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said.